So there's a ton of advice that I can give to job seekers, having gone through the process before, having struggled for years to actually find a job. I can definitely speak to this. And here are some of the things that I wish I would have done when I was looking for a job right out of university, or even if you're in your 30s, 40s, you're looking for a job change. There are so many different tools out there now to get your online presence up to snuff. Because the fact is, I look at job seeking like dating. So somebody's going to check you out. And they're going to check you out online. Because before they even interview you, they want to see if you're a legit person. So what I would start doing now is working on specifically your LinkedIn profile. You want to make sure that's up to snuff. So we're talking professional photo. I would have a background photo if you can add it in there. And you need to look at your summary. Actually, your summary is one of the most critical pieces. And you need to write a fantastic summary about yourself. So you need to talk about, you know, your accomplishments, your skills, and then what you can offer, what kind of value you can bring to the table. You can't just expect somebody to hire you on the spot if you don't have any kind of a profile. So your summary is the thing that they're going to look at. Make it really keyword rich. So if we're talking about the skills that you have, maybe you have marketing, social media as skills, you need to throw that into the summary, because when recruiters are searching for those keywords, you're gonna pop up on the list. So really think about what you're writing in that summary. And then it goes down to the job descriptions. So you might have a background in you know, a couple of different areas, and you've completed some projects, you've worked for somebody, like you want to make sure that you've actually mentioned what you've accomplished in all these different projects and brag about it. I gotta talk about all of my projects in my LinkedIn profile. Like, I want it so totally obvious that I've completed a lot of shit. Just so that people can actually look at me and be like, wow, okay, this guy, like, he's done a lot of different things. This is really cool. We need to interview him. We need to check out, you know, what he's all about. He seems like he's got a lot of stuff under his belt. So you want to put anything and everything in there just to show that, you know, you've done work, that you're somebody that should be hired. You're not just sitting around in your bed. You know, for those of you that have gaps in your career profile, you can fill it with whatever projects you've been working on. Don't think that you have to work for an employer to have some sort of a job. You can have a project ongoing, and you can mention that. Say, hey, look, I was working on this little project, or I was running this kind of business or project. Like, mention that, use that. Especially if there are, you know, year gaps, I think you need to be totally upfront and honest about your profile, and you should be mentioning what you do. This is your opportunity to brag. So, you know, LinkedIn is a critical piece for those looking for a job. It's really, really important that you lock in your profile, you follow the steps, you optimize it to the T. Because the next step is, you know, applying to jobs. And when you're applying to jobs, there's a number of different ways to do this. I find that there's a ton of jobs out there through LinkedIn that you can reach out. It's actually really, really quick. So you want this as one of the tools to find a job, but not the tool. Okay, you shouldn't be spending 10 hours a day just applying through LinkedIn. You need to look at different channels, you need to network and whatnot. But one of the main ones, if you're shy and you're not comfortable getting out there, is you know, going on a LinkedIn job search. And you can actually do one-click applications, and you can upload your resume. You know what I really like is the fact that I can export my LinkedIn profile as a PDF, and I actually consider that my resume. So I would send that out. if I were you. If you don't want to worry about formatting and whatnot, it's a great way to just publish all of your accomplishments as a PDF. So LinkedIn is a fantastic tool to get going with the applications. And it's one of those tools that you should really be looking at. Once you've mastered LinkedIn and you've been applying to jobs through LinkedIn, you know, a couple other areas to really boost up your credibility would be to have an online portfolio. You can create an about.me page and just talk about yourself. And it's a fantastic way to, you know, get people to check you out, check out your personality. It really puts the more visual you out there. You can put a nice high-res photo on there of yourself. And it's just another piece. And it's free, too. You can set up your own page. So it's another way to boost up your online presence. You can even, you know, if you want to go to the other extreme and buy your own domain, so your first name, last name, .com, you can get that. If you have the $10 to $15 a year to buy it, and then maybe the hosting, I would recommend it, especially because it just adds even more credibility to your personal brand. I've got trevorcars.com, and it's a great way for me to talk about my projects, help others with some of the tools that I've created, and also blog as well. So that's the other piece, is blogging. Talk about some of your interests. You get on social and you start sharing some of the things that you enjoy in life, and actually get more visible online. Recruiters are going to look at that and they're going to say, wow, this person's got a personality. I really feel genuinely connected with this individual. Because that's what you want to do. You want to appear human. And the only way to do that is by having as much of an online presence as possible so that people can really do a background check on you. Like for me, I don't want to hide anything, so I've just got it all out there for people. And then they can decide what they think of me. Some people might like it, some people might not, but those that connect with you and your interests, they're the ones that are going to reach out to you. And it's really good that you've got a, you know, a consistent branding theme online. You know, the other piece is offline, and that's networking and connecting with the companies that you want to work for. It doesn't really hurt to reach out to them, go to their events, and really be a part of the company even if you aren't. So maybe you have like five companies that you dream of working for. Well, get involved with all the different events that they're a part of. I don't even care if it's Google or Apple. They have events going on. Get involved. Start rubbing shoulders with the people. Maybe you need to start in one of their retail stores or whatnot. Start at the bottom and work your way up. But connect with them. If you truly want something and you go for it, I guarantee you, you will get the job. But obviously, you want to have an online presence because everyone's going to check you out now online before they even get an interview with you. There's a very small group of HR recruiters who will not look at you online. But if there's any important role out there, typically, they're gonna vet the candidates by researching you. And that even includes your Facebook page. I'm not joking. Like, they will go on your Facebook profile and they'll look at your photos. So if your photos are not appropriate, then it's a very big challenge to overcome that. So you wanna definitely check everything as far as your online presence. Make sure that you're on point, especially if you're looking for a job. But I always believe that being you is the most important part, so don't fake it. So, like, don't put photos on there of you in a three-piece suit and tie if that's not who you are. Like, just show who you are, and that way you'll come off as authentic and, you know, more attractive as a potential employee candidate. So those are some of the tips. More focused on the online aspect, but definitely want to do some things offline to really round out your job search.